In upcoming broadcasts, we will hear full testimonies of the survivors who spoke at this event. But for now, I ask survivors what they hope that the young students who attended would gain from hearing their stories. Mr. Abe Price, originally of Poland.
You've just spoken to a group of young college students. What are you hoping that they most take away from your speech today?
They should know the facts of life, what really happened. They should know that the Nazis were murderers. They murdered innocent civilians, men, women, and children. They murdered 1.5 million children.
Say a week from now, a month from now, they will still have in their memories.
They will not forget what I told them. They'll remember.
Mr. Steen Metz, originally of Denmark.
I would like to know, somebody asked you if you were still bitter after all this time, how you feel today.
Oh, today, I'll never forget it. I don't know that I'm necessarily bitter today, but right after the war, I was bitter towards the Germans, through Germany, and didn't want to go to Germany or meet German people. But over the last few years, since I've written my book, I've changed that attitude because it's not fair. It's not the German generation today. It was the generation several generations ago that did it all.
Okay. You just spoke with young people today. What are you hoping is their greatest takeaway from your talk?
I'm hoping, number one, that they'll spread the word. I hope they'll tell their friends, their colleague at college, and when they get back on vacation, talk to their family about it, because their parents may not be that knowledgeable about Holocaust. So as far as I'm concerned, Holocaust is education, education, and education.
Ms. Renee Baduc, originally of France.
Tolerance, to remember that I am probably the last my generation that they're going to see, whether it's me or somebody else. We are the last generation of survivors, since I'm called a survivor. So it's up to them to remember that, and to, when they hear people criticizing, saying that didn't happen, to say, but I heard a survivor talk and it did happen. We won't be around, you know, much, you know, I can go around there, but it's up to them, and that's what we talk also to the, when we go to, no matter where I go, I don't do the docenting anymore at the museum because I have problems with walking around and standing around too long. But I go to the schools whenever they need me. And this is what I try to stress, is the tolerance, mainly. And accepting somebody who is different, somebody who looks different, somebody who talks different. You know, it doesn't mean that they're a bad person because they don't think the same way you do. Now, extremism is something else. You know, everybody is different, so. But also the fact that, you know, in 5 years, most of us, like me, are not going to be around. So it's up to them, and we stress that also to the younger generation. I didn't stress it enough here, but I'm hoping that that's what they will come out with.
Mr. Paul Simcoe, originally of Austria.
You've chosen to speak to a group of very young students. I was wondering what you're hoping that they take away from today, or what you're hoping that they do with this information.
That my experience of what happened to me should be a lesson to other people to be tolerant, consider your... Well, I hope that the experience I made showed them how horrible has been the situation, and in Europe, completely unjustified persecuting your own citizens, and that should never happen again.
Something unknown now. death to me. My mother, dear mother, oh, where can you be? Your sword is calling, so lay your child, whose moans cross the fields as the wind howls so wild. My father is gone, who knows of my loss? Captured and caught by a monstrous force, the night dark and fearsome when this deed took place. Yet darker by far was my mother's dear face. Through wandering day, through journey of night, through her restless sleep, the child's thoughts took flight. The dear child imagines her father's step near, her mother's sweet lullaby, loving and dear. Now if in the future a mother you'll be, you must tell your children of the agony your father and mother received from the foe.
Remember Irene Rodriguez, The Nation Report, Fort Myers, Florida. Me.